Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Tzadi Hey, and we're right up on the top of the daf at the Halakha Mishnah. So now that we've talked about the various catalysts for allowing you to bring the Pesach Sheni, the dinim of the relationship between the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni in terms of the Chiyuv and the Onesh of Kares and when they would apply, and the different cases of whether you were an Onus or Shogeg Berishon and Mezid Besheni and so on and so forth, the three different shitas about what those interrelationships are, we'd like to see also what is the relationship of the Chiyuvim of the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni, because it turns out that they're not exactly the same. Even though the Pasuk says, Kekochu kata Pesach yaseoto, and you'd think that perhaps somebody who is keeping Pesach Sheni basically literally keeps a Pesach Sheni. In other words, on the next month, on the 14th of the second month, he does his Bedikas Chametz, and then he's Seref the Chametz, and then he makes sure that he eats his Korban Pesach without any Chametz on Matzos and Rorim, and he's got all of the Dinim of Nosar and so on. And the next morning, he brings a Korban Chagiga, and then he goes ahead, and he's got 7 days, 6 days left of Achilas Matzos. I mean, it says Kekochu kata Pesach. So what indeed is binding and what indeed is not binding? The Gemara is going to make a very fascinating difference. It's going to say that there are three different levels. One level is considered to be mitzvot shebigufo, things that define the way the Pesach itself is treated. Then we have mitzvot sha'al gufo, and those are things that are related to the actual eating of the Korban Pesach. Let's say you're eating matzos or merorim is not something that is different, that has to be done together. The way that I eat the Pesach is matzos or merorim. I mean, the matzos or merorim are nothing that I do on the actual body of the Pesach. On the other hand, the question of whether I eat it cooked, boiled, or roasted, that's the actual body of the Korban Pesach. So that would be the difference between bigufo, which is the roasting, let's say, algufo would be the matzos or merorim. And then we have even mitzvot that are completely peripheral, and those are called shelo al gufo. They're even less than that. That would be the question of, can you have chometz in your house? Do you have to do tashbitu and things like that? So keeping those three things in mind, let's take a look at our Mishnah. Ma bein Pesach harishon l'sheni harishon asur bebal yera el bal yimatzei. Whereas hasheni, we don't care if you've got chometz right there in the house with you, and you got a big piece of bread while you're eating your Korban Pesach with matzah. We are used to the idea that chametz and matzah are opposite spaces. And that would mean that you can't have one and the other. But when it comes to the din of the Pesach Sheni, we suddenly discover that the achila of the matzah with the Pesach is not the same idea of the relationship of Pesach and chametz that we have for the Shivas Yomim. And therefore, it does not apply. So there would be no din of Tashbisu, no din of Bayera, Bayematzeh, and you can have the chometz with you in the house. Another difference would be that in Pesach Rishon, we've got that Seder, and that Seder includes halal at the time that you're eating the Korban Pesach. So you have halal b'achilato, hasheni eino ta'un halal b'achilato. However, there was a halal that was said, you remember, the entire time there was a recitation of halal for all of the three kitot that brought the Korban Pesach from the time that they closed the doors, started to do the shechita, did all of the aveda and the azara. There was halal the whole time. Next group came in and they started the halal again. We even measured the amount of time by how far along in the halal did you get, remember, on the third cut. Okay, so that, yes, both Rishon Vesheni in terms of how you bring the Korban Pesach, it's the same. You say halal. How you eat the Korban Pesach, it's not the same. Now, what about the way that it's actually prepared? Well, it's necholim tzli, both of them. And not only that, how about the way that it's eaten? Both of them are eaten with matzot umorim, and both of them are dochin et hashabbat. Now, let's see where we get all of this from, because it turns out that it's not at all obvious. On the surface, the Torah says, "Kol chukat haPesach yasu oto." So let's listen to the pasuk clearly and see how it seems to be both guiding us and misleading us. So it says like this: Lo yashiru mimenu ad boker, ve'etzem lo yishperu bo, kol chukat haPesach yasu oto. And then the pasuk before said, "Bachodesh Hasheni b'arba'asa yom bein arba'im yasu oto, al matzot umrorim yochlu." So let's try to figure out what happened here. We've got three mitzvahs that are listed, starting with the earlier pasuk of al matzot umrorim yochlu. Then we have another mitzvah, which is a lotase, lo yashiru imenu ad boker. And then we have another mitzvah, which is etzem lo yishbru bo. And then we close this entire series by giving a general rule, Kol chukat haPesach yasu oto, which ought to have been enough in the first place instead of mentioning all these separate mitzvahs. And we're going to have to understand why it is that the Torah insists on telling us three details. Remember, details are pratim, three details, and then give us one overall generality, which is Kol chukat haPesach. So, Tana Rabbanan, Kol chukat haPesach yasu oto, this is a reference to all of the mitzvot shebegufo hakatuv medaber. Because when it says yasu oto, what do you think oto is a reference to? Oto is not a reference to the time. Oto is a reference to the item, the carbon itself, right? So that means that those words alone imply mitzvot shebegufo. It's about it, oto. So, b'mitzvot shebegufo hakatuv medaber. How do I know to actually broaden the envelope over here to include even mitzvot she'al gufo? Mitzvot she'al gufo, as we explained, are the things that need to be done for it, like matzot umrochim yuchlu. So, how about mitzvot she'al gufo? Talmud lomar, what says so? Al matzot umrochim yuchlu. Ah, then does that mean even mitzvot shelo al gufo, such as, for instance, making sure I have no chametz in the house and stuff like that? Because that's not about the guf of the Pesach. It's about the environment of the Pesach, but it's not al gufo either. Talmud Lomar, that's why we bring in what seemed to be completely unnecessary, the etzem lo yishbaru bo. And what is that there for? To give me guidance as to which mitzvot we're referring to. Just like Shvirat Ha'etzem is miyuchad, it's a mitzvah shebegufo, afko mitzvah shebegufo, and now we know not to expand beyond the set of things that are either begufo or algufo. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, I don't like your entire approach. The meaning of ya'asu oto is itself sufficient to tell me that we're only talking about mitzvot shebegufo. Why would I need etzem lo yishbaru bo to repeat what the original bo meant in the pasuk itself? There's no point in it. I shouldn't say repeat because it really comes before. But the point is that the rule focuses on exactly the same bo that the etzem does, right? So I don't need that, for God's sake. So now I know it's only things that are bo, and bo obviously includes the matzos or merorim, because don't define bo as meaning something that has to do with the way you're touching the meat. It has to do with the way that you're handling the meat. So I'm handling this meat with a nice sandwich, according to Hillel, and I have to, okay, so then that's already there. So I for heaven's sakes, Dvorah. Okay. So therefore, it all makes sense without your complicated way of learning it. So Mashviras, instead of saying Mashviras Etzem Yuchad, all we need is Isi Ben Yehuda's Pasek, which you agreed to yourself. You said Yasu Oto B'mitzvot Shebegufom Katuv Medaber. So how did we diverge? Ask the Gemara, how did we diverge? Omar Mao, you started with a weird question. You might think that it refers to Mitzvah Shelo Al Gufo. You yourself just said that the word Kechol Chukat HaPesach Yasu Oto meant Mitzvah Shebegufo. So why are you starting now to torture us with the other possibilities when you yourself already agreed to Isi Ben Yehuda? I don't understand. Ha'amrit b'mitzvah shebegufo ha'katuv medaber. No. look, of course we agreed with Isi Ben Yehuda. The question is the next step. Isi Ben Yehuda says that, okay, mitzvah shebegufo, and I'm taking for granted that mitzvah she'al gufo is just a way to define mitzvah shebegufo. So the matzos and merorim, make sure I don't make the mistake. No, wait a minute over here, say the Tanakhama. Matzot and merorim basically slap you across the face. It's all very nice to just say, oh yeah, that just explains it. Does it just explain? It changes it. Because if in fact it would have stressed oto, then we should not need to eat it with matzot and merorim. So the question is whether matzot umrorim is a redefinition of the whole nature of oto, and it's telling us do not misunderstand oto as meaning mitzvah shebegufo. It means all of the dinim about it, the holiday, the whole idea of Pesach, not an actual animal. That's what bothers us. So according to us, we now have to engage in a whole analysis of the pasuk. Okay. So now that you're saying hash to the amit, says the Tanakhama, amatzot umorim yochlu, so then yasu oto does not mean what you thought it meant. So now it's lav davka, correct? So now the way to look at it is very, very technical. In what sense? In the sense that we have to apply to it the klolim of the Torah. What are the yud gimel midah shater and nidreshes behem? Well, we have a klal and a prat, don't we? And we start with a prat. And the prat says, amatzot umrorim yochluhu k'ko chukat ha-pesach. Now, do you remember what the rule is of a klal and a prat? Yes, it's marba everything. So if that's the case, you might think that it should be indeed, prat and a klal, that it should be indeed a concept. I don't know how I said that. You should be indeed a prat and a klal. And that would be marbe everything. Nasiklal Moshe v'al prat and afilu kol mili. And that would be marbe everything, even including the mitzvah of tashbitu and the mitzvah of the isra of bal yiroya and bal yimotze, because now it's telling me everything is included. Therefore, I now need to go into a lengthy analysis of the reason that each one of these pratim is separately defined as its own prat uklal, which means that the Torah is telling me, no, don't go to town and tell me I'm marba everything, because if I was marba everything, I wouldn't need to list these three things, now would I? So because of that, we end up with what is actually a strange prat uklal that has all of the symptoms of a klal prat uklal, because it's forcing you to define exactly what you mean to include in the klal that has to match up the three examples that I bring. And that's what multiple examples do in the pratim. So therefore, we will be getting to that lengthy analysis in a moment, but that's why we can't just stick with Isi Ben Yehuda. Okay, so according to us, we need every one of these three examples. Now, according to Isi Ben Yehuda, says, nah, what do we need? What do we need this etzem lo sishbru bo? Don't need it. Bo is exactly what it said. Oto, same thing. Okay, so then what does Isi Ben Yehuda do with that etzem lo tishbru bo? So then what indeed my Ovidle, what does he do with it? Well, he uses it to explain, to learn out what we learned out earlier, and that was echad etzem sheyesh bo moach, the echad etzem she'ein bo moach. Remember the Gemara said before, how do we know that there's an iser of shviras etzem in both cases? And the Gemara said there, that's why when we get to Pesach Sheni and it repeats etzem lo tishbru bo, which is unnecessary because it already said k'ko chukat ha-Pesach, that teaches me bein etzem sheyesh bo moach, bein etzem she'ein bo moach, precisely. And that was the diak that Isi Ben Yehuda makes from here. And the Rabbanan, how did they understand k'ko chukat ha-Pesach yasu oto, now that they are claiming that it doesn't mean what it's supposed to mean? So my bavitle. That they learned to tell me that is melamed she'ein shochtin et ha-pesach al hayachid. This has nothing to do with the other drasha that we had, which was referred to Pesach Rishon. The issue over here is, what if only one person in the entire tzibur is tamei, and he needs to bring a Pesach Sheni? He's the only guy that's going to bring a Pesach Sheni. And yet the Torah says, ya'asu, they shall make. which sounds like it shouldn't be done just on the basis of a single individual. Now, obviously, this is not li'ikuva, because it doesn't say anywhere that you can't make it. It just says this is the preferred way to make it, yasuota. And remember, we're dealing with kachim over here, and therefore it will not be li'ikuva. But what it would mean is that kama de efshir lahadure madrinan, as much as possible, we're going to try to get another guy with him. And this was the gemara that we had earlier in another context about maybe making somebody tamei b'tum asheret, so that that way he will join up with this guy and we'll be able to have two people. Tana rabbanan. So you might have thought that there's an iser of having chometz in your rishos. Talmud lomar amatzot umrorim yoch luhu. That means that the reason that we get from there is that only those things, as we said, that are al gufo. Okay, enli ella mitzvat asei, but that only means, now right now we don't know what this is referring to. It's going to turn out that we're going to go through all of the different mitzvahs that are shayach to a carbon Pesach and to the holiday of Pesach, break them down into three categories. Mitzvot asei, let's say like tashbitu or so on, right? And mitzvot lo ta'aseh she nitek la'aseh, let's say like nosa, don't leave it over, burn it. And third category of complete mitzvos lo ta'aseh. So the Gemara is going to explain what they are later. But right now, we want to understand the three, and this is a brilliant way of analyzing the pasuk. The three examples that are given are not only definitive of the difference of mitzvos al gufo, bigufo, shelo al gufo, they happen to be three completely different types of mitzvos. One of them is a mitzvos ta'aseh, L'chaim, l'chaim, barneya. One is a mitzvah asay. When I see you drink, maybe I will. One is a mitzvah asay. One is a mitzvah loz asay, that is nitek la'asay. And one of them is a regular old-fashioned mitzvah lot asay.
It's an empty glass. It's like the Malachim by Avram.
fake out, huh? We should fill the glass up with mustard and tongue and see what you do then. So now, that tells me, says the Gemara, Eli Ella mitzvot asay. So now I have a mitzvot asay as a prat, and I have a klal, kikohu kata pesach. So you might think that we're only talking about being marba mitzvot asay. How do I know even a mitzvot lot asay? Ah, that's why it mentions notar. Lo yashiru mimenu ad boker. Yes, but notar is a mitzvot lot asay, which is connected to Tisruf Ba'ish, which is a mitzvah asay, so it's a lava nitak la'asay. So, ein li ela mitzvot lo ta'aseh shenitak la'asay. How would we know even straight out lo ta'aseh gomur? How do we know that we have a prat that is then expanded by a klal into any type of mitzvah lo ta'aseh? Talmud lomar, ve'etzem lo yishrubo. Ma prat mefurash mitzvah asay, and lota seshenitekla esay, and lota segamur, breaking a bone is not a mitzvah that is connected to any kind of asay. The Torah does not say, set the bone in the meat, and then it'll be okay. So that's a straight out mitzvah, lota asay. All of them are included. Afko mitzvah asay, afko mitzvah lota seshenitekla esay, afko mitzvah lota segamur are included. Okay, can you please tell me, each one of these three prat and klals, please tell me which type is included in each one of them that you say it's so necessary, and which is excluded in each one of them, please. Thank you. Okay, so bichlole de matzah umaronim. Tell me what else you are including in eating the carbon pesach with matzah umaronim. Well, it's being marba. I need to eat it tzli eish. Okay, so eating it. How do I eat it? Okay, so you eat it matzah umaronim. You eat it tzli eish. And what are you being mamayet? My mamayet? Well, I do not have to get rid of the chometz. So hashpatat sa'or, that's a mitzvah. There's no tashbitu sa'or mi batechem. How do you know that? Maybe we should look at it the other way around. I mean, we have a prat and a klal. So amatzotum rorim yochluhu, and be marbe, make sure you don't your mashbit the sa'ar. And then since it says only matzot u'mrorim, it excludes the need to do it sli. Let's do it the other way. That is exactly the point that we were making originally, says the Gemara. The words that we said originally about the difference between mitzvah shebegufo, al gufo, or shelo al gufo, which you took to mean is a straight out prat and klal. That's not our point. Those were the logic that we used to define what should be included and what excluded from each one of these prat uklals. Don't confuse the two. The prat and klal itself was a question of mitzvahs aseh, mitzvahs lo taseh shenita klal aseh, and mitzvahs lo taseh. In terms of the filter that we apply of understanding where it's more logical to apply the miut and where it's more logical to apply the ribui, now that is up to you to understand. And there is what I was saying. Mitzvah de gufei is adif. Well, obviously, makes much more sense to tell me the closer it is to the actual Korban Pesach is what the Torah wants to be marbe. Okay. Tell me what you included in the lo ta'aseh, which is nitak la'aseh. So included in lo yashiro mimenu ad boker. Can you give me another example of a lo ta'aseh that is nitak la'aseh? What would you be including in that? Well, I would include lo totzi mimeno, that issue of babayet achad yachar. You have to eat it in one house. You can't take it out of the house, the mokum that you're eating it, chutz le chaburato, which is its own little mechitza, so to speak. So that thing is also a mitzvah saseh, there's a mitzvah saseh that is mechuber, namely, bring it back, babayet achad tochel. Okay, and what are you excluding? I'm excluding bal yera'eh u bal yematzeh, because that is also considered to be a lava nitak la'aseh. There's always the mitzvah of tashbitu, such that the moment that I find something and it's there, I'm not going to be over in bal yera'eh and bal yematzeh. All I need to do is burn it, and therefore there would be no problem. Okay, I just want to mention on the side that there's a lot of discussion of why the Rambam learns that if you would buy chametz during Pesach, you would actually be chayav malchus, and why don't we include that in the asay of tashbitu? I think you can understand yourself the difference between getting the chametz and having the chametz and now needing to get rid of it. But in any event, it's a lot of people talk about it. So we're being mamayet, therefore, by yirah, by yematzeh. And why not do it the other way around? Epuchana. Let's be mechay of you in by yirah, by yematzeh. And let us not be mechay of you in the iser of taking the carbon out of its chabura. Because again, obviously, a mitzvah that is definitive of the actual eating of the carbon Pesach is going to be much more reasonable to say is included in gokokokata Pesach. Exactly. Okay, now give me the last thing. Included in your brilliant expansion with the klal of the example of etzem lo yishbrubo, which is a lav gomer. So bechloloi de etzem lo yishbrubo. What would you like to include in that? Could you tell me? Sure. Do not eat it if it is partially cooked. Okay, I got you. And what is excluded from the fact that it has to match the particular idea of the etzem lo yishbrubo? That I am mamayat the iser of lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach with chametz in your rishos, which is a lav gomur. How do I know that that is what I should apply? Maybe we should do it the other way around. And maybe we should say, make sure that you're mekayim on Pesach sheni lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi, but we don't really care whether it's nechal na or not. And again, the same point that I made before. Any mitzvah that is associated with the goof of the Pesach is more likely to be included than excluded. Poetry, my friends, sheer poetry. What a fabulous way of understanding the Pesach. I mean, it's astounding. Imagine trying to show a Catholic priest how to read the Pesach. I would faint that away.
Poetry.
Each and every detail, completely defined, beautifully expanded, understood in terms of all of the general rules of how to darshan the Torah, taking into consideration every last difference between the possible examples and how the expansion of each example is unique to that example. It's absolutely delicious. Whoa. Okay. Now, we said that HaRishon Ta'un Halel Ba'achilato. You have to say Halel while you're eating it, if you are in the Pesach Rishon. How do we know that there's no din of Halel in the nighttime of the Pesach Sheni? Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Sadak. The Torah specifies, Hashir Yehiyelachem Kalel Hitkadesh Chag. There we're talking about the Geula Atida, and we are going to be singing, man, our Halel and our Shir Chodesh at the Geula, the same way that the night that was Mekudash for the Chag, the night that was Mekudash for the Chag, that's only when there's Yontev. There's only a Yontev in Pesach Rishon. There's no Yontev in the nighttime after you've finished your carbon. The 14th is the only thing that you're doing. So the 15th is not a Chag, and therefore there's no Laila Mekudash L'Chag, which is Ton Halel, but a Laila She'eino Mekudash L'Chag is not Ton Halel. However, they are Ton Halel when you actually go Shech the carbon Pesach. My time, huh? Well, one way of looking at, look, remember that the whole idea of Halel is actually not a deraisa, obviously, but the concept of Halel, specifically Halel, is a takana we're going to talk about later in the final parak, is a takana of the Nevi'im going all the way back, maybe all the way to the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the specific idea of Halel, where would we apply it? So on the one end, we could say, look, the pasuk that we just brought of this idea that it's Kelelit Kadesh Chag. I mean, remember, it's not a drasha, it's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. This is not something that's a typical drasha. It's the question of how the Navi tells us that we're supposed to apply our connection to the Inyanim of Halel. But that idea, as it says over there, Kelelit Kadesh Chag, that means only the nighttime is not the time to say Halel if it isn't a Yontif. But the Yom, it's not Mamayat. So we bring it from the same source. Or you know what? It's just a simple sephora. I mean, are you Jewish or not? Can you imagine bringing a Korban Pesach, shaking your Lulav and Esrog, and not saying Halel? Well, this is as famous as the Avram Avinu had to be wearing a yarmulke raya. Because it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker and so on. Can you imagine Avram getting up in the morning and not putting on a yarmulke? So basically, the relationship to the mitzvah is ipso facto a time of shira. And therefore, if there was a takana of what that shira was, obviously, if we're going to be saying halal for our lulav and esrog, we're going to be saying halal for our making of the Korban Pesach. So it's unimaginable that it should be otherwise. Zevet, okay. V'ne'acholim tzli. And then it says, dochinat ha-shabbat, but ein dochin et hatum'ah. Now that is not accepted by all, because in the Mishnah it stresses dochin et Shabbat, Shabbat in tum'ah lo, which would mean the Mishnah is not going on libra Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, dochet et Shabbat ve in dochet hatum'ah, according to the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, av dochet hatum'ah. My time at the Tanakama says, for heaven's sakes, the only reason that you're bringing the Pesach Sheni is because we didn't allow you to bring Korban Pesach Betumah. So now you're going to bring the Pesach Sheni Betumah? That's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. That's obvious. No. Okay. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's the whole point. Look at how desperate the Torah is to give him an option. Oiva, voy, you weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach. Okay, let's give you an option. Okay, what's my option now? We're not going to make a Pesach Shlishi. I guess you better bring this one Betuma. That's the point, because we're trying to give you some way of bringing a Korban Tuma. Satorah Chazra Lav La'asoto Betara. The guy wasn't Zeichen. He became Tummy again. Yaseh Betuma. Tana Rabbana Pesach Rishon is Dochez HaShabbos. Pesach Sheni Dochez HaShabbos. Pesach Rishon Dochet HaTuma. Pesach Sheni Dochet HaTuma. Pesach Rishon is Ta'un Lina. Because, as we're going to see later on, there is a mitzvah of staying overnight, and you cannot leave Yerushalayim that night. So obviously, I can't go home that night. I mean, how am I going to go home? I'm not allowed to go chutz l'tchum. Okay, and what happens if you've got a hotel right outside of the gate to Yerushalayim? You can't go there. So you have to stay in Yerushalayim. That's the point. That's called Lina. And Pesach Sheni also requires Lina. And some learn, by the way, that the din of Lina is any time that you bring a korban. that that becomes a Chiyuv of Lina. But there are those who learn that that's because it's actually Chag for the individual. So he is Chiyuv Lina in terms of a Chag. There are others that learn that any time that you come to Yerushalayim to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Riyas Panim requires Lina. Okay, but this discussion is in Chagiga. It's not important so much for us now than understanding the sugya. Dochet HaTumah. So obviously the first part that says Dochet HaTumah is going according to whom? I mean, obviously that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But then I don't understand. L'Rabbi Yehuda ta'un lina. I mean, it continues on to say, just like Pesach Rishon needs lina, so to Pesach Sheni. But isn't there a braita that says the opposite? V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda omer minayin l'Pesach Sheni she'eno ta'un lina. She'ne'emar ufanita baboker ve'alachta la'ohalecha. So this idea of specifically Fanita baboker v'alachta la'olecha is surprisingly followed immediately with the words of sheshet yamim tochal matzot uvayom hashvi and so on. But that means that the moker of lina, which is you can only leave the next morning, ufanita baboker, but you can't leave that night. That's the idea of lina, is followed by the pasuk that says immediately, when do I say this? When there's sheshet yamim tochal matzot. But that doesn't apply on Pesach Sheni. Therefore, the two are interrelated. Only if you have a case of matzot that you're eating for 6 days, then ta'un lina. But if the matzot that you're eating at night are eaten for the Korban Pesach only tonight, then it is not ta'un lina.
Zok the Heilige Mishnah.
Ah, that good old Litvisha. A Pesach Shem Babetuma. So here where's where we got up to. A Pesach that you're being makriv betuma. What we need to remember is that the din of tuma is only nogea tumat meit, but anybody else's tame, like we had the cases before, we spoke about zavin, zavot, nidot, yodot, those people are not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. However, if they do, imachlu, there would still be potter from kares. We'll see, we learned that out from the pasuk, so that even though it's osir for them, nonetheless, they're potter from kares if they eat it. Rabbi Eliezer says, not only if they eat the Korban Pesach are they potter from Karis, if they came into the Beis HaMikdash, for which they had absolutely no purpose coming into the Beis HaMikdash, because they're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, nonetheless, they would be potter even on Biat Mikdash. The potter of al Biat Mikdash. Tan Rabban. Zavin v'zavot. Nidot v'yoldot. Shachlu v'pesach shabo betum. Yocho yuchayavim. So you might think that all of these people that are not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach that is coming betuma because they are tamei, not tamei meit, but rather tuma shiyotse mehem migufam. And we darshan that only the tumat meit, the ish gia tamei lenefesh is what is nitche, and therefore the ish is what is not nitche if it's a tzibur, and therefore it's brought betuma, which includes any type of tumah that is tumas maga, but is not coming from your own body, such as tamei sheretz we spoke about. But all of these cases of zavin, zavais, nidos, yodais, mitzarayin, all of those things are considered to be the tumah yotzim migefen, migufa. So you might think that if they did eat from the Pesach, which they weren't allowed to eat, it would be exactly the same as they're doing it in any other year. And yochol yu chayavim, Talmud Lomar, that's why the Torah puts together two psukim that don't seem to be directly related. One is, HaBasar HaShiyiga B'chol Tamei Lo Yachel, VaHaBasar Kol Tahor Yochal Basar. So only someone who's tahor is allowed to eat basar. And then it continues on. So putting together, that means, the Kol Tahor Yochal Basar with HaNefesh HaShetochal Basar, Mizevach HaShamim HaShel HaShem V'Nichreta, that comes to tell me that the two dinim are interrelated. And that means that only at some time, such time which is Nechal Taurin, so then those who are Tamei Begufam are Chayavim Mishum Tuma. But where the Basar itself is being eaten by Tmeim, of course, only Tmeim Esim, but nonetheless, it's not being Nechal Taurin. So if it's not being Nechal Taurin, Ein Tmeim Chayavim Alav Mishum Tamei. Rabbi Eliezer takes it a step further. And he says, even on entry into the Beis HaMikdash, there's no chiyuv karas. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yochol dachaku zavin v'nichnasu la'azara, v'pesach haba betumah yochol yu chayavim. So you might think if they push their way in together with the other people that are tamei, meis, who are allowed to come in, you might think, well, they're chayev because there was no heter. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah puts together here too. Veishalchu min ha-machane kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei la-nefesh. So normally we have a mitzvah to make certain that all of these people are tamei, don't come into the Beis HaMikdash. But putting them into one set tells me that bizman shetamei meitim mishtalchim, where we can apply the chol tamei la-nefesh, that we have to get them out of the azara. So then zavinu mitzora inu mishtalchim. But if ain't tamei meitim mishtalchim, so then the chiyuv of Kores that's mentioned here is not going to apply even to Zavinu Mitzoraim, and therefore Ein Zavinu Mitzoraim Mishtalchim. By Rav Yosef, I have a question. Now that you're telling me that people who are not supposed to be going there are nonetheless not going to be chayav if they do go there, because we cannot apply it across the board and the Torah interrelates all of the Tmeim to each other across the board, I have another question. Basically, we define the machanot really as three different machanot, right? Now, the machane shechina includes anything from the azara inwards, which includes the heichal itself. So let me ask you something. The same idea that we have about the zavinu mitzorain that push their way into the azara, what would be the din if the tamei meitim who have the right to enter into the azara push their way into the heichal? What's the din over there? Would they be chayev kores for going into an area of the machane shechina that they're not allowed to go into? Or would we say, now obviously you're not allowed to go in there, even the kohen's not allowed to go in there, into there, except on Yom HaKippurim, or in a normal kohen letzorach avodah in the rest of the heichal. But the question is, would you be chayev kores for knisa of tumas meis into the machane shechina? Or would we say, since the Machane Shechina is defined as one area, and we're allowing you into the Azara, so even though you went to a place where you weren't allowed, you wouldn't be chayev a chi of Kores. That's my question, says Rav Yosef. So dochaku to me'ei meitim v'nichlesu le'echal b'pesach haba betuma. Mahu. Do we say that mida ishtere betumata azara, ishtere nami tumat echal, o dioma, maide ishtere ishtere, maide lo ishtere lo ishtere? Does it go in increments, and it's possible to be usher with an isher kores in part of the as part of the machane shechina, not in the other part. Amar Rava, I say you're chayiv. You know why? Because when the Torah talks about vayishalchu min ha-machane, it says min ha-machane. Min ha-machane also has the meaning not only from, in the sense of away from, but from, that is to say, from the set of machane, meaning even partially. That's the point. So, mina machane would mean afilo miktsat machane, even if there's a partial machane. And that's to say, you are a tummy mate. You would be allowed in partially into the machane shechina up to the doorway of the ulam. But from that point on, since you're not allowed, then the dinim of vayishalchu mina machane, which is in will incur karet, would apply to you. And my de lo ishtri, and that's what we would say. Now, others have Rava actually saying Lakula, and Ikide Amri Omar Rava. Look, note says Rava that there are two psukim here that come together, because it says Vayishalchu min ha-machane. So that's the posik of the chiyuv to send out from the machane shechina. But then it adds after that, when it says Tzav as bnei Yisrael Vayishalchu min ha-machane, kol tzeruah v'kol tzav, that's what we just said before. It then continues to say in the next pasuk, "Mizachar adne kevat tishalchu," and then it repeats, "El michutz lemachane tishalchum." So, what is the point of that repetition? I'll tell you, says Rava, that only if we can say, "El michutz lemachane tishalchum," you have to get rid of them entirely from the machane, meaning even from the azora. Then we say, "Vayishalchu min ha-machane," which is from the Hecha. But if you don't tell them that Michutz HaMachane Teshachum, then we cannot apply the din of Kores even to the Shachum and HaMachane. There's an opposite way which Rashi initially suggests we should learn it, but this is what he prefers. But in any event, however you learn it from the Pesukim, Rava in this version is going Lekula. Boy Rav Yosef, how about if the Tmei Mesim, I have another question, because we're allowing Tmei Mesim to eat from the meat of the Pesach. Now, normally, obviously, no one is allowed to eat the part of the carbon that's put on the Mizbeach, right? Okay, but that's Nikol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh, and so on and so forth. Those Yisurim, I understand, apply. What I want to know is, in the event that somebody who is Tamei Lenefesh eats some of the Emurim that belonged on the Mizbeach, is he also Chayev, the Chiev Kores, of eating Betumas Haguf? Or do we say that since Tumas Haguf was Huter for eating in this Korban Pesach, so he wouldn't be Chayev even if he ate the portions that he was not authorized to eat at all and that belong on the Mizbeach? See how all of these issues are completely the same issue on different levels. People are allowed to go in Betuma, the Zavin V'Zavot are not. People are allowed to go in Park Place, the Tuma, but they're not allowed to go into the Echo. What if they did? People are not allowed to eat normally Betuma, but here in this case, they're allowed to eat the Bosa Betuma. What if they did eat the Emurim Betuma? So I want to know Mahu. My question is, do we say, Midishtri Tumat Basara, since it's no Isser any longer to eat the Bosa Betuma, so therefore now the Emurim should be included in, this is a Pesach, that's Nechal Betuma, even though this is not the part of the Pesach you're supposed to be eating, but it means that the Isser of Achilas Pesach Betuma is Nitcha in this case. Oh, Dilma, and once again, the question is, do we say, Maida Ishtri Ishtri, Umaida Lo Ishtri Lo Ishtri, whatever is Mutter is Mutter. Oh, my Rava, well, I mean, the way to look at this is to try to figure out, how do we know, Bichlal, that there is an Isra of Achila Betuma on a Murim and not only on the Basar? I'll tell you how we know it. We learn it out, Mitumas Basar, because it says, Beferish, HaNefesh Asher Tochal Basar Mizevach HaShlamim. And then it says the weirdest thing, Mizevach HaShlamim Asher LaHashem. Well, I mean, it's obviously, I mean, the Zevach HaShlamim, who else would it be coming to? An Avodah Zarah? I mean, so why does it say Asher LaHashem? It's coming to tell me even the part of the Shlamim, which is Asher LaHashem, is included in HaNefesh HaShotal Tochal B'tumat Tamalav V'nichrita, right? So then that means that the marker of the Din of V'nichrita on the Emurim, which is the Asher LaHashem part, is only learned from the din of eating the basar. So kol hechad ite l'tumat basar ite l'tumat emurim. So that obviously implies, if I have the Isser Karet on the basar, then I can apply the Isser Karet even to the emurim. But your question, Rabbi Yosef, in this case, kol hechad alete l'tumat basar, there is no din of Isser of achilas basar but tumat to the tamim es, because he's supposed to be eating it. So therefore, we would not have the ancillary Isser of the Tumat Emurim. So there's the answer to your question. No, he would not be Chayev on the Emurim. Boy, Rabbi Zera, I'm just interested in how it is, and this is really an introduction to the upcoming Mishnah, of what exactly did a Korban Pesach mean at the time of the Korban Pesach? Because it's like really weird, you know? There was no Mizbeach at the time. It doesn't say anything at the time about where you're supposed to be bringing the Emurim at all. So, like, now that I think about it, in Mitzrayim Gufa, Pesach Mitzrayim, that year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where were the Emurim of the Pesach Mitzrayim brought, Bichlal? Amalei Abaye, so Abaye said to him, who's to tell you that they were Emurim? Maybe there were no Emurim. Did it say anywhere in the Torah that they were supposed to bring Emurim? Maybe the Emurim were part of the barbecue of the Korban Pesach itself. So man leimalan, who would tell you the lo shviski avot shviski means a nice bride. So who's to say that they didn't take the Emurim and make them on the barbecue? Now this, of course, you see, immediately relates to the previous sugya, because as Rava was pointing out, bichlal, the only dinim of the Emurim are actually learnt out from the Ninam of Basar, in which case Rabbi Zera would be saying, looky, looky, when it comes to the original Korban, the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, indeed those Emurim were essentially Basar, because we don't find that there was any kind of Mizbeach over there. The Oat says, Abaya, I'll prove it to you, because a ton of the Rav Yosef, there were three Mizbechot, meaning Mizbechot equivalents in Eretz Mitzrayim. What was that? That's where you sprinkle the dam. Normally you sprinkle the dam of a Korban on the Mizbeach. Where did you sprinkle the dam of your Korban Pesach? On the mezuzot of your home and on the mashkov. So you have shtei mezuzot and the mashkov. So there you go. You have three mizbeachs. Go try to be makriv your carbon on your mizuzot. So obviously the mizbeach existed in terms of zrikas adam, and only in terms of the zrikas adam. The two midiachrini lohavi. There was no other mizbeach. And therefore, it was very much in place to question what the din is about achilas emurim, recognizing that in the Makor, the emurim were in fact part of the basar.